What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, my cell phone was lit over the weekend.
Litty.
Sending out tweets and getting phone calls from media members. Oh my gosh, where are you getting this from? Oh, can I run with this? Oh,
gentlemen.
What's the insight on that? Brian brought us with a phone call as well yesterday morning. This is Inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Let's spill the beans. We'll lay out the menu, and you pick whatever you want to focus on. The Cowboys have interviewed Kellen Moore and Robert Saleh. Leslie Frazier is supposed to take place today. They can now request to interview Ben Johnson and or Aaron Glenn. Unable to do it during the week of the wild card round when they were dragging their feet, caught off guard by Mike McCarthy, and had to wait until the Lions season ended. Ian Rappaport with another Dion gut punch, at least for me. Rappaport says they have not interviewed and they don't have a Deion Sanders interview scheduled either.
So, like we wondered last week, does that explain Leslie Frazier then? If they're not going to interview him, if they're not going to interview Deion, then they got to find a second Rooney Rule candidate that they're going to interview.
And
what a stunt.
It is a stunt. And they scheduled it before Detroit was out, so they couldn't schedule Aaron Glenn, because I assume they want to talk to Aaron Glenn anyway. And this would have given them an opportunity if they wanted to hire somebody. They found their guy. They could have hired whoever they wanted to.
You know what it says? Stunt. What it says to me is, look, they scheduled two interviews before they scheduled Kellen Moore, but they got Kellen Moore done first. It felt very much to me like in the process watching their administrative scheduling of all this, it feels like we want to just be ready to hire Kellen Moore whenever he's free. That's what it feels like to me right now.
Josina Anderson does point out the Cowboys and a formal interview of Deion has to be given permission from the Colorado AD. So the Colorado AD has to give the permission. Steve Sarkisian is out, as the Cowboys, according to David Moore, did not put in a request to interview Sark, and Sark signs the extension in Austin.
7-year extension. That's weird that you got to get permission from the Colorado. Deion's actually going to adhere to that. He would just be like, I just quit. And then somebody will pay my buyout. Is that how that would work?
Yeah, you would think so. I guess you'd have to have some level of certainty that I'm getting this job.
Jordan Schultz says Aaron Glenn is a name to watch closely. One league source mentioned Jerry holding him in especially high regard. Starred at A&M, not only played in Dallas, is from Houston as well.
Yeah, he was, he would have been, what year was that, 05 he was here? He's always been a big locker room guy and stuff like that. I'm not totally buying that that's enough familiarity for them. 1 year spent here, even if they've... I don't think that Jerry and Aaron Glenn are just like keeping in touch over the years like that. Maybe they are, and I don't know what I'm talking about. But in general, it doesn't... I think that one feels a little more smoke-like than reality.
The name that may excite you that we just talked about, it was a brand new development. Calvin Watkins was on it first. The Cowboys want to talk to Ben Johnson. According to Calvin, Adam Schefter on McAfee quickly shutting that down.
I don't expect Ben Johnson to be in play in Dallas. I think Jerry has other ideas. I think Ben Johnson has other ideas, and don't think that he's a logical leading candidate there right now. Not because of his coaching, but he's getting a head coaching job. He is getting one. It's just not going to be in Dallas.
He shut that down real quick. Jerry has other ideas. Like, the feeling that comes off of that is like Jerry's like, ew, no.
No.
Are you kidding me?
You know, it's a little troubling that an offensive, one of the top candidates isn't interested in your job.
Of course.
That's a little, and it's not like,
I don't think they're interested in him either, though.
I agree. That's troubling on its own, but that's a different topic.
That's troubling, too.
But, like, the fact that he's interested in the Raiders. Now, not only do the Raiders not have a quarterback, they're also not in position to necessarily draft one in the first round.
You know what? Cowboys
do have a quarterback.
What it might say, though, honestly, is, I mean, Dan Campbell still does have really great relationships here in Dallas. I wonder if their mutual lack of interest is any sort of Dan Campbell, like, yeah, y'all would not work together. Just, you know, Ben, I wouldn't go there. Dallas, I wouldn't go with Ben. Yeah. Y'all are not going to be a good match.
Because he has said, Ben, at least that's the reports, that he wants equal control with the GM. Like, he wants to basically almost be able to pick his GM.
So the coaching nugget that got lit up over the weekend came from myself.
Well,
as a couple of people have just been hyping up Brian Schottenheimer to me nonstop. And one of the messages I got was, Cowboy fans are about to be very, very unhappy. Someone being discussed in the building that doesn't have that head coaching experience. And at first I was like, okay, Al Harris. And then the follow-up was, no, Al Harris is not coming back. So that's the second tweet that I sent out. So I was like, okay, Brian Schottenheimer. As soon as I tweeted out, I can't see, no way can my brain go there that Jerry Jones names Brian Schottenheimer the replacement. But I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, that they are absolutely in love with him, or Stephen Jones particularly is in love with Brian Schottenheimer. My phone rings. Some reporters in the know saying, yep, that is something that I've been hearing as well. Bobby, what can you tell us about Schottenheimer?
So Schottenheimer, we talked a lot last week about, you know, the McCarthy relationship wasn't always great with the players, and it got better over time. Schottenheimer gets a lot of credit for being the mediator that helped players understand McCarthy more and McCarthy understand the players more. And he's somebody who I think players really, really like. I would not want to hire Brian Schottenheimer as the head coach, but if you're just exclusively saying a culture hire or somebody whose biggest attribute is going to be culture, Schottenheimer's biggest attribute will be culture, CEO, locker room leader. Guys love him. They feel like he cares about me. He wants me to do better. He gives discipline when it's needed. Like, he is considered a really strong leader. And so if that's what you're looking for, he would be somebody that would make sense that they'd want to talk to, I think. Like I said, I still would not want to hire him.
He's never been a head coach, right?
No, he's never been a head coach, but I think there's just been enough things philosophically about the way he approaches offense and different things that I wouldn't want to do it. But I think as a leader and as somebody who would be a culture setter, it makes sense that they like him in that respect.
Before you go off, Choppy, which I'm hoping you do, the sense I'm getting is, at the very least, if not head coach, like, they would want Schottenheimer's hands all over the offense. Like, he would have maybe a ton of offensive control. That's how much Schottenheimer love I've been hearing.
Look, I get the logic from the Cowboys' perspective. This is a very Cowboy move. They like comfort. Yeah, you know, I feel like they want to know something about the head coach. They don't want some random coming in here. So I understand it from that perspective. And I also get it, like, he's been in the building. He knows how to work with Dak. There's a continuity aspect to that. Totally get that. You can't sell this.
No.
All right? Like,
no. I'd rather have Kellen.
Yes.
I'd much rather have Kellen.
Now, listen.
And I don't want Kellen.
Being able to sell to the fan base should not even be in the top 10 of reasons to hire or not hire a guy. Right? Hire the best guy you can.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about Brian Schottenheimer. He was an OC for, you know, good teams. Like, Seattle was a good team. The Jets were a good team. But their offenses weren't exactly, oh, man, jumping off the page at you. This would be a unsellable hire. Might not be a bad hire. Like, I don't know. I know nothing about him. But you just can't. When you have Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, Deion Sanders, John Gruden, you have a billion other guys out there that you could easily sell to this fan base, which I think matters over there. And we saw the apathy in Oxnard. You bring Aaron Glenn in here, you bring Ben Johnson, you bring John Gruden, you bring Deion Sanders, those stands are packed.
Yep.
You bring R2-P2, run, pass, punt. And I think you're going to see half of what we saw last year. That shouldn't matter, but it does.
I think that there are, like I said, I wouldn't want to hire him as the head coach, but I think there's a ton to respect about him as somebody who, like, he's Marty's son. Marty was in the NFL for forever. Brian's been in the NFL for forever. Brian has been in a bunch of different buildings and has an understanding of how the NFL operates. He is 100% comfortable. Not a lot of coaches are. He is 100% comfortable coaching in Dallas. Like, he has no, it doesn't bother him. The noise doesn't get to him. He has a great relationship with guys like Dak, CeeDee. Like, they really, really respect him. And he connects really well, too, with these college players. These new college players that are coming out, you'll hear guys who come out of meetings with them, even if they don't end up in Dallas, who say they loved talking to Schottenheimer.
So after I tweeted that out, Jimmy Johnson goes on Fox and gives his thoughts on the opening.
This decision is tied directly to the quarterback, Dak Prescott. He signed a $240 million contract, got a no-trade clause. He's had tremendous success in this system, so it doesn't make sense to bring in a new offensive system. The two key figures here, Brian Schottenheimer, the offensive coordinator for Dallas, you know, and like I said, Dak's done a great job in that system. The other key figure is Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator for Philadelphia. He is very close to Dak. He was a coordinator prior to Schottenheimer. Now, Jerry, he could surprise us with a decision, but I think those two key guys are the ones you start with.
I was really surprised that even Jimmy brought up Schottenheimer's name. I haven't heard anyone else publicly do that. He did it on national television, and I was like, oh, what does Jimmy Johnson know? Does it surprise you that I say that Al Harris is not expected to return?
Not as much. You started hearing a little bit, and I don't know how much. I've heard a lot of people really like Al Harris and think Al Harris is really good. I've heard other people who think there's a little bit of, okay, don't just assign credit to a position coach because there's been success there. That's not always the case. So I know that there's at least mixed thought. It does seem a little convenient now that his time's up that I hear more of the negative thought than I did when he was here, but you heard a little bit of chatter that maybe there weren't as many fans in the building as it seemed like there were when he was coaching here.
Elsewhere, Choppy, the Chicago Bears are the NFC version of the Jets. They're interviewing everybody. The Mike McCarthy news is not final there, even though you're supposed to be going on Chicago radio today. Well,
yes,
the Bears interviewing Eddie George, and Schefter reports they called the Steelers to see if a trade could happen for Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin's got a no trade, so he'd be able to stop that anyway if he wanted to. But yeah, the Eddie George, I mean, Eddie was conference coach of the year in college. He's coached at Tennessee State. He's done well there in 4 years, and this is like he's a player, like a former player, and that's kind of the trend that's going around in the league. But yeah, I would like the radio station Chicago's like, Mike's the front runner. You want to come on and talk about him? I'm like, who's the front runner? Like, I'm not surprised. I'm not stunned, but I like.
Well, they're radio guys too. They don't.
That's true. I mean, but like, that's the buzz. The buzz up there is that they're the front runner. And if that's the case, I mean, that's probably, would that be the best job in this offseason cycle?
Chicago?
Depends what you think of Trevor. Are you including us?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a better job than this one.
Oh, it's definitely a better job than this.
Well, there's more upside with the quarterback.
But upside it also equals question mark.
Sure.
We don't know what Caleb is. That front office could be much worse than this one.
And it depends on what are you looking for. If Coach Freeman was looking to cement their legacy, Dallas is a better job than Chicago.
All right, we will laugh at the biggest suffering NFL fan in the building. It's actually not us here on DFW Sports Station. And coming up next, stop saying that the NFL is cheating for the Kansas City Chiefs. The armpit did not get cheated. I'll tell you why next on 105.3 The Fan.